One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Harrison by a count of 14-12. Emily Payne will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. As we are just about ready to get back underway with action, she takes the ball from the official, throws it to Martin in the backcourt. We're back underway. Harrison once again in a man-to-man defense as Martin crosses the timeline. Ball goes to Yates near the top. Now Foreman has up there between the circles. She takes a screen from Yates going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, and Harrison comes up with the basketball. Here's Parker into the front court. Dribbles down in towards the paint. Now kicks out to Hudson. Hudson dribbles towards the lane. Now Groberg has it at the left elbow. Now throws it up top to Cecil. Cecil will give it to Groberg on the right side. Down to Cecil in the corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Back to Groberg in the corner. Groberg's going down towards the low block. Now throws it to Hudson. Dangerous pass, but Hudson is able to secure it. Salmon has it in the right corner now. Now throws it to Groberg on the wing. Groberg drills towards Todd, now going down into lane, going up for the jumper. Shot was partially blocked by Foreman. She comes up with the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Payne into the front court. Drills on the left side. Tried to throw it down to Yates. Was almost knocked away and stolen, but Mountain Home is able to keep possession. Ill-advised pass. Mountain Home got a break there. Martin has it right now. She's setting up the offense. Foreman has it on the left wing. She gives it right back to Martin there. Now Martin finds Yates in the lane, going up for the layup off the glass and in. Acid Yates with 4 points, and that is our third tie of the night. 14 apiece with 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Leah Jackson is going to check in for Mount Home with the next available time. Here is Parker with it between the circles for the Lady Goblins. She will give it to Cecil on the right side. Mount Home once again in a man-to-man. Now she finds a cutting Parker, and she's going to be called for the travel. Harrison's second turnover of the night. Leah Jackson going to check in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Emily Payne with 6:14 left. Mountain Home will have a chance to get the lead back with this possession. They are tied at 14 apiece. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles between the circles. Now goes over to the left wing. Now she's dribbling towards the corner. Finds Yates. Dangerous pass, but she gets it. Now finds Foreman in the paint for another layup off the glass and in. Or it's actually kind of a turnaround jumper is what that was. And Doug Young has seen enough on the Harrison sideline. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 5:54 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Harrison 16-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Harrison took their first time out of the night after Mount Home took the lead back with 5:54 left to play in the first half. 16-14, Lady Bombers on top. Hudson takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Parker, who will walk it into the front court. Parker drills towards the right wing, now goes down towards the low block, goes back out on the wing, throws it up top to Cecil. Now Hudson has it there between the circles. Over on the right side to Parker, down to Groberg on the low block. Almost had the ball knocked away from her. Now she puts up the jumper. Her shot is blocked by Foreman, and Mounts Home comes up with the basketball. Good job by Foreman just to stand her ground and just get a clean block there. Martin with it in at the top between the circles. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the lane. Kicks out to Jackson in the right left corner. Thought about the three. Now throws it back up top to Martin. Martin's going to drill to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it up. Her shot may have been partially blocked. And now scramble for the rebound. Finally controlled by Harrison. Back quickly comes Parker going into the lane. And now she is going to make good for the offensive foul. Good job by Leah Jackson to take that charge. With 5:03 left to play in the first half, that is Kenzie Parker's first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Goblins. Mount Tom gets it back again, a little over 5 minutes left as they lead 16-14. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Picks up a dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Yates up at the top. Tried to throw it to Foreman. Pass I don't know if it was wide of her. It was just a little, she just wasn't expecting it. But the ball's going to go out of bounds. That is Mount Tom's second turnover of the night. 4:45 left to play in the first half. Harrison with a chance to get to either tie it up or take the lead back on this possession. Lady Bombers on top, 16-14. Here is Parker with up at the top. Dribbles towards the right wing. Has her pass knocked away by Kate Gilbert. A little lazy pass as Gilbert was aware, and she just goes back up, going up for the layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact, and she'll head back to the free throw line with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. That is Mariah Hudson's first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Goblins. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 1 of 2. With 3 points. First free throw is up and in. And so she can make it a two-possession game with the second free throw. Second shot for Gilbert is good. She gets both. She now has 5 points. 18-14, Lady Bombers leading it. Again, 4.5 minutes left in this first half. Here is Parker into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Hudson for Harrison. Cross-court pass to Salmon in the left corner. Oh, wow. She got away with the travel there, looked like. But ball goes over to Cecil in the right corner. She puts up the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. Caroline Cecil already in double figures with 10 points. So 18-16, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Martin with it on the left wing. Throws it to Yates near the left elbow. Now she's dribbling down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Don't know if it was partially blocked or not. Here, Harrison gets the rebound. Here is Parker quickly back the way, throwing it to Cecil. She's going to try to give the Lady Goblins the lead with a three, and she does. Caroline Cecil with 13 points, and that is our third lead change of the night. 19-18, Harrison leading it with 3.5 minutes left. Here is Yates with it up at the top. Throws it to Gilbert in the right corner. Dribbles out to the wing. It looks like Dell Leonard's going to call another offensive play from the Mountain Home sideline. Gilbert drills to the right wing. Going towards the free throw line, going up for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Parker. And back come the Lady Goblins. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Harrison with the ball leading 19-18. Here's Hudson with it on the left wing. She drills down into the lane. Now kicks it to Parker. Back to Hudson. She's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hudson. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 2:50 left in the opening half. Kate Gilbert's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Emily Payne. Kenzie Parker just took a seat for Harrison as Brynn Olson comes back into the game. Again, she's been sitting with 2 fouls. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. 19-18, Harrison leading it. A little over 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Martin takes a screen, finds Foreman, tries to give it to Foreman. She couldn't handle the pass, and Harrison comes up with the steal. Now to home's third turnover of the night. Here is Groberg with it into the front court. Throws it up top to Olson. Over on the left side now to Salmon. She has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Foreman. And Harrison will keep possession with 2:18 left in the first half. Kate Gilbert's going to check right back into the game as she replaces Leah Jackson. Salmon will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets it into Groberg at the top. Over on the right side to Olson. Olson drills towards the top. Now over on the right side goes to Groberg. Groberg going down into the corner. Now she gives it to Cecil. Cecil drills down into the corner. Now it gives it on the right wing to Groberg. Groberg takes the screen. Throws it up top to Cecil. 19-18, Harrison Lee. Cecil going down into the lane, going up for the layup. In and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. And looked like Mountain Home had for a moment, but they're going to call, I believe. Oh, they're going to say Mountain Home did get it, and quickly enough to get a timeout. So we'll break with 1:43 left to play in the first half. It is Harrison leading Mountain Home 19-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
It was a good heads up there by Dale Leonard on the Mounts Home sideline. Realized when he, with the moment he could possibly could, when Anna Grace Foreman got the ball on the floor, he quickly signaled timeout and was able to get Mounts Home the ball with a chance to get the lead back. 19-18, Lady Bombers trailing Harrison with a little over a minute and a half left of the first half. Martin into the front court. Drills toward the right. Now goes back up to the top. Leah Jackson checked back in during the timeout, replacing Aston Yates. Here is Gilbert with it. Now throws it to Jackson. Now Foreman has it up at the top. Her pass was knocked away, but Foreman gets it back, going into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Mountain Home will get the lead back, and Anna Grace Foreman will go to the line for the and-one situation. With 1:09 left to play in the first half, that foul is on Maggie Salmon. That is her first personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Goblins. Mariah Hudson's going to check back in for Harrison, who replaces Brent Olson. So Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line, where she will get it. She's now 2-3 from the free throw line with 10 points. Aston Yates now going to check back in as Anna Grace Foreman will take a seat. 21-19, Mountain Home leading it. We've had four lead changes and three ties in this game so far. Here is Parker with it up at the top for the Lady Goblins. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man defense. Less than a minute left as the ball goes to Cecil on the right side. Cecil's going down towards the corner. Now it gives it to Groberg just outside the lane. Back to Cecil, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Boy, she's just lighting it up right now. She has 16 points already. 22-21, our fifth lead change. Harrison gets the lead back with 40 seconds left. Here is Martin with it, and Mounts Home may hold for the last shot of the first half. Martin's just dribbling, and Hudson's really not going out there to challenge her right now. 25 seconds left. Martin's still dribbling up there near the half-court stripe. 15 seconds left. 10 seconds now as they're going to have to start running a play. Here, Gilbert has it now. 6 seconds. Gilbert dribbles towards the free throw line. 2 seconds. Now throws to Martin. She's going to quickly have to put up the shot. She cannot get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first half as Harrison will take a one-point lead into the locker room. Our score at the break, Harrison leading Mountain Home 22-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.